We're rolling. All right. So today we have four or five guys depending on who speaks up. And you got the topic.
I do. Do we have any shout outs or recognitions or listener interaction that we need to cover first?
Nope.
Why would we have? Nobody actually listens to this.
Yeah.
Well, that one dude did.
Hey, well, that one guy, yeah.
We had
Josh from Reading.
Less than half as
but
many
after
listens.
Last week's
had less than half as many listens as the week before.
Which means zero.
We're not trending.
So we had 40%.
It's all about the clickbait headline.
We lost some listeners.
Yeah, or the headline or something.
We need to SEO this up, man.
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, today's topic is conducive to a clickbaity headline.
Ooh.
So we'll see if our listenership goes up. Okay, so there's a verse in Moroni that has always intrigued me. I've never felt like I've understood. I wanted to see what you guys thought about it. Moroni 10:30 says, "Touch not the evil gift, nor the unclean thing." What is the evil gift?
The evil gift.
The evil gift. And it has all kinds of interesting implications because
we want to keep this like
for one,
appropriate, right? I'm just kidding.
Can it
you expected
not
a different reaction there?
Yeah,
didn't
I thought there'd be a little chuckle, but and I just felt really embarrassed.
So I've wondered, does that mean
what's the context though? What's the surrounding stuff?
Spout over.
No, you're right.
It's got two more verses
10,
to go.
10:30, right?
What's
you
that?
Said 10:30.
10:30. Yeah. So does that mean that Satan can inspire us? Is there evil knowledge that can be given? What is it?
Yes.
Yeah.
An unclean
I would say that.
Gift?
I don't know that I'd call it inspiration.
Well, okay, but I mean, I'm talking about something separate from just temptation, like go and do this thing, or you really should do this or that or whatever. But if you're talking about a gift, because we have all kinds of spiritual gifts that are listed, right? So there are spiritual gifts from God. Are there also spiritual gifts, if you will, from Satan? What was Moroni talking about when he said the evil gift?
Hmm.
So the context that I've thought about it in is we're taught that all knowledge is circumscribed by the gospel. Right? All knowledge basically is good or comes from God. I would assume they're talking about a certain type of knowledge. I mean, because this seems to differentiate between good knowledge or good gifts. I guess I'm assuming that they're talking about knowledge when he says gift, but I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean, if
you don't know.
You know, what kind of gifts are we talking about? I mean, I can't shoot lightning out of my hand like the Emperor, you know, the Dark Lord.
You can't, but, you know, some people.
But you could.
Yeah, who are more
power
righteous.
On the dark side is what you're saying. Then.
So I've thought about it in terms of, like, a lot of, say, scientific advancements. Like, for instance, we increasingly have the ability not just kill ourselves, but talk about things like selection of certain traits in utero. You know, can I basically take care of in utero or select before
designer baby?
Designer baby type stuff. Is that a good thing? If that scientific knowledge came from God, is there such a thing as a bad application of that knowledge? Did God give us that knowledge so that we could avoid diseases or have offspring that are
I think better with almost almost any technology, I mean we see it with the internet, like mad. There's so much good available with the internet, and there's also so much bad available with it, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I think almost every technology, every thing has multiple sides, you know? There's good and bad that come with everything.
That's interesting. Yeah, you're right. I could see that. So it's almost saying, like, the gift of the internet, right? It could be an evil gift or it could do great things, right?
Yeah.
And so you could say, like, touch not the evil gift. So no, don't use gifts that everything is made by God, but don't use them for evil purposes. You know, maybe?
So basically, you don't go to porn websites? Is that?
Yeah.
That is not laid out specifically, so it's fine.
Or, you know, or don't, like, start a Ponzi scheme, you know? Like, you know what I mean? Just different
slash
things.
MLM.
Yeah, or MLM. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like.
So under touch not, it refers to another scripture. In 2 Nephi, it says, and when they shall say unto you, seek unto them that have familiar spirits, and unto wizards that peep and mutter, should not a people seek.
That's Isaiah.
Unto their God. That's
yeah, it is.
For the living to hear from the dead.
Hey, if you want to participate, you can sit yeah. here, buddy.
Oh, that's it. That's all I'm
that's saying. All. No, you got to come. You got to go. Come sit closer to the microphone.
So from that, it would be referring to basically sorcery or the dark arts, to use a Harry Potter kind of terminology.
What does wizards that peep and mutter mean?
Well, that's about, you know, talking to the dead. They hear the dead.
Huh.
Ouija board.
Whenever I hear of, like, wizardry and all that stuff, I always think of, like,
you're a wizard, Harry.
No, not Harry Potter, but just like the story. What's it? The story of Moses, how like the Pharaoh had all these, his like
sorcerers
that would like, they did their mind, their tricks, you know, like they're like David Blaine or whatever that guy's who did all these crazy things, you know, but it's all just illusions and deception, you know? And like, I was watching him on Jimmy Fallon. Actually, someone posted it maybe.
Yeah.
Where did I see this? Who posted a thing
where he,
on our
where
chat?
He sewed his mouth
he
shut?
He sewed his
I
mouth
saw that.
Shut. But it's like, the fact is he may maybe actually did. You know,
sew his mouth shut?
Mouth shut. It looked like he probably did, actually. But still, he's using, like, things to manipulate and trick people. And, you know what I mean? Like,
it's all about distraction, right?
Yeah. So
would that be considered an unclean gift? Anything that deceives?
So David Blaine is Satan, then. So we just
used
barely
to
finalized
or
that, right?
Used for evil, you know. But like, yeah, I guess.
So is deception for entertainment is okay?
Yeah,
it's kind of from Hollywood, but, so it is.
Yeah, technically.
I mean, yeah, I wouldn't
technically
call it,
almost all entertainment. Well, anything involving acting is deception, right?
Yeah.
That reminds me of Galaxy Quest, right?
What part?
The movie Galaxy Quest, where they finally reveal that they were just part of a TV show, and the aliens all were like. Lies. That's how they understood it. As they were faking, and so it was
pretend
lying.
To be someone they weren't.
And that's exactly what acting is, right?
But like, so not all deception.
All lying. We just decided that Hollywood is all evil too. We are on a roll here.
And we're not evil. No, but I mean, in reality, not all deception. I mean, deception. When you say that word, that is like an inherently evil thing, right? But not necessarily like. Well, David Blaine is deceiving you, but that's just entertainment, right? I will say that some of him I always found creepy, so maybe he is evil.
Well, deception has a connotation of evil, whereas illusion is basically the same thing.
But you could tell yourself, I'm just creating an illusion that your money's safe with me. You know what I mean? Like, when it's, you know, you're actually buying yachts, you know what I mean?
I would just... You know, distinguish or describe most acting. It's artifice, basically. It's and certainly we wouldn't consider that evil, you know, in the church in general, where we used to have. It's funny how the culture we used to have the road shows. Did you guys grow up with road shows?
Heck yeah, it was awesome.
It's a dead thing. I can't remember the last time I heard of a road show. But we have a stage in the cultural hall.
Yep.
When's the last time you went and actually saw something presented on the stage in
Scouts.
A theatrical format?
Oh, in theatrical?
Yeah. I mean, it's...
Yeah.
It's very rare. It's classroom now, you know?
Yeah.
Like, if your building's really full.
Yeah, exactly. One with very poor sound isolation as
well. Yeah. As the kids come running across the wood floor below.
That's a good point. I think it's time we restart road shows.
So your question ultimately is what? Just to make sure I'm...
What is the evil gift?
Yeah, what?
That's
not no, but can gifts
be
in air quotes? Sorry, podcast readers, listeners.
Listener, hopefully.
You can't see my air quotes. But the gift, can there be evil gifts?
Like in
can there be something from God that was given to us
So we're saying.
And I would say yes, there is.
Well, so what you're saying, I think we've kind of established that, like, a, something from God, that's a gift, like, you know, some technology or whatever, could be used for evil, right?
Or a gift of the spirit.
Yeah, but it could be, it could have its counterpart where it's evil. But the, I guess, but is there something that is purely evil, like a gift that is purely evil?
Right? I'm not so much talking about, you know, the fact that almost anything, you know, I could eat my dinner with a fork, or I could stab you in the eye with it. I mean, there's almost any day object or anything could be used for good or evil. I'm not talking about that necessarily. I'm trying to figure out what was Moroni talking about.
Yeah.
Not that he maybe had one specific thing in mind, but what class of things or what types of things was he talking about when he said touch not the evil gift? Because we can have things, we could think about stuff like, well, for instance, marijuana.
Okay? If let's talk about that.
We learned that all things were created spiritually before they were created physically. So did God create marijuana? I mean, if God does everything deliberately, all creations came from God, you know, why did he design the THC molecule? What was the purpose behind it? And, you know, the Book of Mormon also talks about the fact that there were many, you know, I can't remember the exact verse, something like, due to the qualities, the excellent qualities of the herbs that were put on the earth, you know, people didn't die so much of sicknesses and fevers, something to that effect. What is the purpose of that plant? And is that an evil gift, or is it a good gift, or could it be both? Depending on the context or the usage. Or the
I would say that it's both.
Because we have things, you also have classes of other drugs, opioids being a big one, that arguably have done people a lot of good in terms of
pain management
and quality, you know, enhancing their quality of life, but also we have great harm that is come from it and it is coming from it.
That's just more of the same, like, I mean, yeah, it's pretty clear there's things that can be both evil and good depending on how they're used, right? But what is there out there that's like a gift that is just evil? Is there one? I can't really think of one. I mean, I think of like maybe someone has this gift of certain people, like you watch movies where are people that are what's we're looking for? Like they're oh my goodness, they just deceive, or like con artists, right?
Yeah.
A con artist is really good with like understanding people and like deceiving them and like coming up with lies on the spot and like stories, you know. But yeah, you could even say that could be used for good too, right? Like understanding people
qualities.
Can use to like empathize with them and to like
and
help
also,
them. And
also
like
keep
that
in
guy
mind
could be
that,
a great missionary if he applied his gifts properly type of the thing, yeah.
Yeah, and there's a difference between a gift and the use of that gift.
Yeah.
Right? The use is left up to the individual, and they can use anything for good or evil.
So I just can't think of anything, though, that is just inherent, just only evil.
Like,
you know?
Basically, it has no other purpose or utility
it's like I have,
other than...
Yeah.
Yeah. I was... I know a lot of kind of interesting people from my time that I spent in the audio industry. There's a lot of characters... Big personalities and just
characters.
Strange,
in air quotes, right? Characters,
strange people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there was one guy who's. We got into a discussion one night. He was talking about his meditation regime, and he sent me this picture of this ball that he uses in his meditation.
I think you've mentioned this before in the past.
Have I? Yeah, maybe I told you about it.
Not on the cast, but...
It was like a gourd, and it was wrapped with, like, twine, and it had iron nails driven into it, and he was describing all these qualities that it was basically, I don't know, like, sort of possessed of a spirit, or it, you know, that it showed him dark but interesting things, or, you know, something to that effect. Like, it was really weird stuff.
So and, he was using it as a... Is it, like, a satanic type thing?
I don't know if it was... Satanic. I mean, this guy, if you were to meet him on the street, I mean, looks like a pretty normal guy and doesn't seem like he has,
well,
dark, you know,
same
ulterior.
With Phil, too. I mean, he looks pretty normal.
Who's that?
What we, I don't know.
But something like that, you know, if to the extent that something like that exists, if it has certain qualities or powers, you know, I mean, you take something like Joseph Smith's seer stone, you know, are there things like that that, like you're saying, can only be whose purpose and intent is purely evil, and they're designed, you know, by the adversary, I guess, to accomplish dark ends, you know, or the things like that.
I guess I don't necessarily think that something like that exists, you know. We're not like living in obviously in a comic book or like some fantasy. It's like, who made the earth and everything on it? God. And if you think, okay, so Satan is a fallen angel. He has no real physical power on this earth. It's all, you know, spiritual manipulation or something, right? Like, what can he create?
Deception.
He can give you the deceit. He can maybe deceive you to believe something is his creation.
Mm-hmm.
But what is his? Nothing, you know?
But his
ability to tempt you, you know?
The first vision story doesn't bear that out, though. I mean, Joseph Smith talked about a real, actual, you know, dark presence that essentially physically tried to stop him from pursuing that knowledge and from praying to God.
But that's
so.
But it could have been a perceived.
I don't think we
like,
can say that. I mean, yes, Satan doesn't have a body, but to say that he's powerless or that his power can't extend into our physical domain.
Well, we know that it can, right? Because of temptation.
Yeah, but that's like
manipulation.
An influence, right?
Yeah. Arguably, that's what all that was. Too.
Yeah, just like an influence and like
right?
a very strong influence. And so I think he doesn't create anything, but he can only take what's there and try to manipulate it
mm-hmm.
to be used for evil, is my opinion, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't see him actually generating or creating any gift of his own accord, you know? He's just manipulating and trying to, like, utilize what has been created for his purposes.
I would agree with that.
Okay, but if he can do that, if he basically has a recipe, if you will, for, you know, if you take this substance or this thing or this knowledge and it produces some certain effect, I don't know if there's kind of an inherent quality to the combination of those things or if it basically is like a symbol.
Are you saying,
you
like
know, to him that like, hey, I have allegiance to you, grant me your power, sort of thing, much in the same way that if we partake of symbols like the sacrament, you know, does the bread or water have any actual physical power? I don't know. I'm not saying it does or doesn't. I don't know the answer to the question. Or is it purely a symbol that through our taking it and having the correct intent basically unlocks some spiritual gifts?
But
in my opinion, yes, that's...
It could be either or.
It's
or
all spiritual.
But I just had like a thought that kind of almost contradicts myself a little bit in that what like something like an opioid or whatever. Okay, so that's like a medicine that can be abused, right?
Mm-hmm.
But really, it's not like the components to make that medicine existed. It wasn't like they just manifested and came from nowhere, right?
Are you talking about at an atomic level? Like
yeah, exactly. Like all these technologies, all these things are based on physical things that exist. It's knowing what to do with them, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to create them in order to then manipulate them, right? So like meth is a drug that really has no medical purpose, right? And there's nothing I know, right? It's just a terrible drug, right? It's not like an opioid that could be used to dull pain, but also could be abused, you know? And so, like, I guess what I'm saying is that you could consider an opioid a gift if you just had a surgery, right?
Oh, yeah. Lots of people do.
What if someone considers meth a gift because it gives them this amazing energy and they're cleaning their house all night and they get so much done, you know what I'm saying? But that's, what good is meth? Only evil, you know what I'm saying? So I think I'm backtracking a little bit on my opinion. I don't think, but that's not because these physical properties were created by some evil being, it's just that they were used in the evil way, you know? But only...
Also keep in mind that meth is not a naturally occurring thing. It's chemicals combined.
Well, yeah, but it's still
that, right?
How many things are naturally
by humans.
Occurring? Like the internet is a naturally occurring thing.
Weed is naturally occurring. Marijuana, right?
Yeah. Okay.
So arguably, it is more natural and a better.
Well, yeah.
than meth.
And I will agree with that.
That's not arguable. By the way,
I agree with that statement.
It's very much.
I agree with that statement. My point is, like, you could say the internet is not a naturally occurring thing. You know, like smartphones, pornography is not a naturally occurring thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I guess my point
Some
is
people
that
might disagree.
Humans can do stuff with perfectly... man, I got something in my throat. Humans can manipulate, right? Whereas something that God has created. I mean, we see it all around. Things that God has given us, has created, are misused, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I think, I mean, I guess you're right. My point was invalidated, you know, that it doesn't matter whether it's at the molecular level or given to us as a fully created thing.
Exactly. So pretty much all the things we've mentioned, for the most part at least, are things that were created by man because knowledge was somehow, you could say, inspired. And but it's like, so then can the devil inspire you to use these elements to create something, you know, like meth? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I don't think God inspired someone to make meth. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Did that person all on their own accord? Because, you know, we also have our own
mm-hmm.
brains. I don't think that God puts everything in our minds. Like, we can be inspired, but we can also figure things out ourselves.
Yes.
Some random person did it, or does the devil have the ability to figure that out and say, ooh, I'm going to push these into someone's mind and inspire someone? I don't know.
Yeah, and I mean, the corollary to that argument is to say, you know, you have people sometimes that will, they'll, in a very humble way, not take credit for their own skills or powers, but say, you know, basically, I give credit to God for making me whatever, you know.
Incredible athlete.
Every professional athlete
yeah.
didn't actually do anything himself. It's all given from God.
You know,
if you ask them.
Yeah.
Well, if you ask them publicly.
Is that kind of a trope?
You know,
in
I
Mike,
like,
Mike is in their face.
Yes, true.
They also came through a lot of adversity.
Yes.
And everyone counted them out.
Yes.
Everyone believes that they were counted out.
Yeah.
Great.
Everyone
we just lost our one professional athlete listener.
Yeah, he's like, what?
He's now offended. I apologize. He or she is now offended.
Yeah, well, now you're limiting yourself again.
Yeah, exactly.
What about they?
They. I should have said they.
Z.
Z
is the new pronoun.
Really?
That's he, she, or Z.
So Z is, instead of saying him or herm or she or shem, it's just Z?
Yeah.
Z.
It seems less offensive than
nobody will
or
understand
herm.
What you're saying. But
yeah.
You got
he is so
anyway, that kind of took a weird turn there.
Yeah, but anyway, but, you know, if that's can be true, you know, for people to say, hey, I don't take credit for my whatever, my amazing intellect or my this skill or that skill, could evil people similarly ascribe their success, if you will, or their power to Satan? Like, you know, I'm thankful
sure.
Satan for giving me this great gift. And is that one of the things that Moroni was possibly talking about when he said the evil gift?
Possibly.
I mean, there's
like
people
there's secret combinations.
Yeah.
That are revealed apparently by the devil.
Well, and that's a great example, because it talks, if you read about the secret combinations in the Book of Mormon, it sounds to me like, when I read that stuff, that there's almost like a protocol, like a code or a document
yeah.
or a procedure or a thing.
To unlock
some kind of knowledge that was given by the devil that's been passed down, and they talk about burying, you know, the plans of the earth and that sort of thing. What is that? I'm not saying I want to read it, but
that's the evil gift.
Is that the evil gift?
Mm, could be.
An example of the evil gift.
Uh-huh.
We're just too
so,
you think
righteous
about,
to
think about
that
opposition in all things. Is there an opposite of God's priesthood?
So
yeah.
Say,
well, that's
so
that's
Satan
a
has
that's
a priesthood.
A,
the dark side.
Well, think about. I was actually gonna. I wanted to mention that.
Devil.
You know where we're. Yeah, I know what you're referring to. Yeah, I know what you're referring to. It's.
And he declares.
Yeah.
I don't know. Mac, you just blew everybody's mind.
We were all.
Boom.
Who's Mac?
We're confounded.
I don't know. Big Mac.
Yeah. So did we come to a conclusion?
I mean, I didn't know. I don't know that
what?
There is one conclusion, but it's something that's always intrigued me. And especially if, you know, you take the, kind of take the Book of Mormon, it's written for our day, theme that we often hear.
True.
You know, what is what does that mean today? You know, what is the manifestation in modern society of the evil gift? Because, I mean, things, some of the stuff we talked on, like basically dark magic or sorcery or Ouija boards and that, all that sort of thing, it seems like that's kind of fallen out of popular culture to a large degree. Like, we, part of modern society is that we sort of poo-poo that stuff as like, oh, that's, you know,
that's ancient.
We don't really believe in that. It doesn't really happen today. But like when I was
superstition, right?
Yes,
that was a big thing that, like, in the 70s and 80s, though, there's a lot of fear of that.
There was. I mean, I
like Satan worshippers and, you know, like,
that's true, huh?
Growing up, it was
Jacob's ladder.
There was like those three teens and some that got like arrested because they thought they'd murdered some girl in the town, and they like were into rock and roll and they wore dark clothes, and so they had this whole story they created. No, they had this whole story they created.
No, that was
they
Columbine.
They were Satan worshippers and stuff, but it was only recently they were released out of prison, and they, and like, it was just this whole story, this town. It was like the Salem witch trials in a way, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It was a big thing in the 70s and 80s. Where
so were, it did rose they actually commit the murder, though?
No, they didn't. They were just like typecast out of these, like, because they liked certain kinds of music and they dressed a certain way. Everyone thought they were
so somebody judged them based on appearances.
Yeah, exactly. Who would do that?
No, I don't know.
But anyways, there was a... So, I mean, it's obviously now, it's not really like something that people talk about a lot, but it was a huge thing in the, during those days.
No, it isn't. But, I mean, in some places, it's still... Like, when I was in the Philippines on my mission, you know, witchcraft and all that sort of thing, like, that was a very real thing to them. I mean,
so, like, in other cultures?
That was... you know, they took that very seriously.
So really, when we say that it's no longer part of, it's a cultural thing. In the United States, it has become more, or I should say, it has become less accepted.
Yeah, and not just the United States, but I would argue, you know, the modern West, basically.
True.
I mean, if we have, you have science to some degree has supplanted faith, whether it's faith in good or evil.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's that you sort of laugh, you know, you have this kind of wink, wink, nudge, nudge, smirk at anything that falls into that magic domain kind of category.
Yeah. Like for Ouija boards.
Yeah.
Right? I remember my parents tell me, you do not even talk about this, you know, it's pure evil. And just the other day we were watching a movie and my daughter's like, well, that's a Ouija board, isn't it? And I was like, yeah. She's like, are those real? I'm like, no.
Yeah,
no, you're actually right, though. I mean, when I remember as a kid, like, in the growing up in the church, you know, going to, like, conferences or, you know, special retreats or something, you'd hear stuff about that, you know, cautionary tale, basically. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, these teenagers played this at a party game, and, you know, these horrible things happened to them. And, you know,
like the rain.
Manifestation of dark power, you know, kind of deal.
That's funny because I still put classify Ouija boards as this really like creepy, like, I don't necessarily think like you become possessed or something or like even it's real, but just something about it just, it was pounded in my mind when I was a kid, like, that stay away from those, you know what I mean?
Granted, I would never just buy one just for fun.
Is there anything to that though? Is there, or is that just all a bunch of hype and fear? Like, is it based on anything?
Are you saying is there real evil that's associated with a piece of wood that is created by a company in China? No,
I don't think so. Right?
The old, well,
let's to the next
evil
Wednesday. Let's bring one in.
Let's bring the evil is associated with how people perceive it.
Like an experimental,
like doing like a séance kind of thing. Like,
yeah. Well, and it depends on how they're. If they're thinking that this is imbued with evil power, satanic power, then maybe that influences the individuals that are participating in this, sure. But if you're doing it as a kind of a jokey, seance-y thing, I don't think it has any power.
I don't think so either.
Okay, so let's take this, let's go the opposite, and let's take that compared to the sacrament. Right? Arguably...
Yeah.
That piece of bread that came out of somebody's fridge 10 minutes previous, does it have power?
Inherently, at the physical level.
At the physical level, it does not have any power. But
it's
calories. That's true, it does have energy.
Gives you energy.
But at the spiritual level, we believe that it has power. So arguably, you could say the same thing about a Ouija board.
Yeah, the same principle with her. It's just
yeah.
The,
yeah.
That's interesting.
That's but
it,
exactly
it has power only if you give it that power.
Yeah.
Same thing with the sacrament, too.
Right.
Right? It has power only if you accept that it has power. Otherwise, you're just eating a piece of bread.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. Hmm. I've got some ideas now for my next prayer and sacrament meeting.
Ouija board?
All right.
So maybe if we have, if there is any conclusion, maybe we could say that the evil gift is basically anything that is the diametrical opposite of any gift that comes from God, that we know comes from God. If, to the extent that there's something on the other side, it's opposite, that's the evil gift. Is that a reasonable?
I think that's a reasonable yeah. explanation. I don't think it's very, it's specific. I think it is a more of a general term.
Oh yeah, I'm sure.
Do
I'm
not
sure
touch the
general,
evil. The terminology is interesting though, because I mean he could have said anything other than touch, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do not let the evil gift influence you, or you know, don't play with the Ouija boards. You know, he could have said anything like that.
Well, and I've always kind of thought that terminology to say "touch not the evil gift" sort of refers to don't go there at all. Like, don't experiment with it. Don't don't sample it.
Then why didn't he say avoid even the appearance of evil?
Yeah,
that's what we say all the time, right?
I first got my lecture about that when I was drinking.
Oh, duels?
No, I think it was root beer out of a long neck brown bottle.
Like IBC really? Root beer.
Yeah, but I had peeled the label off with I don't know my cousins or friends. Or
and you put
so
it in a
so
plain paper bag, brown paper
yeah.
bag, and we're like wandering around the streets.
Well, because we had these guys that lived down our street in the first house in Modesto that were like the local rocker kind of dude. So I remember walking. We deliberately walked past their house with these bottles, so that maybe they would think we were drinking beer, and they would think we were cool or something like that.
You were judging them.
Yeah, they were bad dudes, man. They had a jacked up Camaro with Bondo on it, gray.
Nice.
Yeah.
My first experience with the appearance of evil was the little penny candy cigarettes.
That you could blow on.
Yeah, you could blow on it, and it would. It was, what was it, like powdered sugar? Was
yeah.
it sugar?
I think it was
a powdered sugar.
Or flour or something.
Flour wouldn't taste very good. It had to be like a powdered sugar.
Chew.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Big league chew.
Or it was the jerky chew before.
Oh, there's jerky.
That was the
chew.
Best stuff because that.
It's like shredded jerky.
Because it came in the can and it looked exactly like real chew.
I am not familiar with that.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a first.
Packet.
That was a little can, a little tin, just like Copenhagen.
Mine
really?
Was
when I
wow.
rolled up
it was
a
just shredded
block
turkey.
Of wood in my sleeve.
Yeah. They were just playing cards, though.
Yeah,
than
playing
Sig.
Cards. There. That
rather than SIGs, right?
It was a miniature Book of Mormon.
Ready to go. All right, cool. Well, until next time.
See ya.